Hello, hello, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to talk to you about Mars's transit through Leo. So Mars's transit through Leo is from June 11th to July 28th. And it's a really important transit because on the one hand, I feel it's going to be a lot of fun. Mars and Leo, it's about, look at me, I'm shining, this is what I'm going for, this is what I want, I'm tired of being in my feelings, I want to do, I want to party, I want to socialize. And I think that after quarantine, after this whole pandemic thing, and after, my God, this eclipse season, we are all ready to party in our own way, whatever that means, right? Okay, so where we are right now, today, this week of the 14th, if you listen to the weekly forecast of June 14th through the 21st, I talked about how this week started with the square between Saturn and Aquarius and Uranus and Taurus. Okay, so Mars going into Leo is going to at some point reactivate that square. Why? Because Aquarius is a fixed sign, Taurus is a fixed sign, and Leo is a fixed sign. Okay, so I'll get to that in a second. Now, this week, because Mars is newly re-entered in Leo, we have the sense of like, all right, enough is enough. Millie, can you please stop telling me that still a few more weeks, that I still need to let things unfold? I get it. Believe me, guys, I get it. But here's what Mars in Leo is doing this week. It's going to create an in conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces. An in conjunction is when two planetary bodies are at 150 degrees from one another and it's an uncomfortable position. It's not an opposition. It's not a square. It's not at least an opposition in a square. They're known as hard aspects in the zodiac. Sometimes they're labeled as negative aspects, which I do not agree with at all. But at the very least, an opposition in a square create a shift and a change and a contrast. And it makes us move and act, but in a way that it's clear of what we have to do. And in conjunction isn't clear. And it feels very uncomfortable. So when we feel uncomfortable and lack clarity as to what to do, and we act anyway, it's a form of acting out, and usually what we act upon doesn't turn out so well. So the week of the 14th, Mars in Leo has that ongoing in conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces, really through the weekend, through, you know, the 20th, the 21st. And anytime there is any kind of connection with Mars and Jupiter, it's an exaggeration. But because this is an in conjunction, it can manifest in arrogance. So it is one thing, and I can see this being especially true in relationships, because Mars is one of the cosmic lovers of the zodiac. It's in Leo, the sign of the heart, the sign of love. And it can come off as, all right, I am tired of you not giving me an answer. I can do better than you. You're going to miss out on me. It can also manifest in, if this has nothing to do with romantic relationships, if you're at work and you're finally presenting a big project, this is about, well, this is all me. This is the way that things should be done because I'm the only one that's right and I have the best ideas. The arrogance that comes kind of out of nowhere, and that out of nowhere component comes from that Jupiter in Pisces. I know that this is a weird explanation, but again, it's an in conjunction. So it's a weird transit. It's a weird alignment. Now, if this for you does not manifest in that way, in an arrogant way, especially when communicating to another, ask yourself what it is that you're trying to avoid by pretending that you're over it when you're really not. Okay? And what that's making you do, how that's making you act. What decisions are you making and based on what? Okay. So that is really the first type of connection that Mars in Leo is going to have. Then on June 22nd, Mars in Leo is going to create a trine to the south node in Sagittarius. That's fire with fire. That's a really beautiful creative aspect. So the south node represents, the south node in Sagittarius represents an old belief system and an old narrative that we're leaving behind. Mars in Leo is saying, act upon that which you believe in, act upon that which makes you shine. This is a really beautiful, creative aspect. So this is us showcasing ourselves. And I say showcasing because that's a very Leo term. We're showing off, in a sense, what comes from us. This is a really great day to make a presentation at work. It's also a nice day for a date. And I know that that's on a Tuesday, but it's fire energy, so it can be fun, flirty, energetic, humorous, all of the really fun qualities of fire signs. And the beautiful thing is that with the south node in Sagittarius, you're kind of just throwing the rule book out the window. Like, you're feeling yourself. And look, by that time, on that day, Mercury goes direct. So you're just kind of over it. You're kind of overthinking. You're kind of overfeeling. You just want to have fun. And that day is a fun day. You're presenting yourself as yourself. You're not really being weighed down by your insecurities. What are they going to think? Well, I don't want to wear the red lipstick because I never wear red lipstick, or I don't want to wear that dress. You don't care. You don't care. It's such a beautiful day to just feel yourself, own yourself, go out with a couple of friends. If you have a date, have a great time. On June 29th, Mars in Leo will create yet another trine, but to Chiron in Aries. So Chiron in Aries is a bit of a wound, right? Like, if Aries represents the I, the individual, who I am, right? Chiron represents a little bit of a pain to fully own who we are now. But again, that Mars in Leo says, my love, I know that you're shy, but go and talk to that person. I know that you're a little shy, but wear that red lipstick. I know that you're a little shy, but go hang out with that new group of people. Speak out. Stand out. Don't be afraid of standing out. I personally, just looking at the transits, I'm already loving this Mars in Leo, because I feel that it's so needed after months like May and June, okay? Now, on July 1st, Mars in Leo is going to have an opposition to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So this can manifest as the clarity that we have all been seeking the last couple of weeks. Whenever there is any kind of connection between Saturn and Mars, it represents stamina. It represents this energy, mostly physical, to do and commit to the work that it's going to require to begin building this new part of our lives, right? So again, Mars in Leo is enthusiastic, is confident, it knows what it wants by this time. Again, Mercury will be direct. And Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, yes, we have clarity, we want to move forward. But the fact that Saturn is retrograde is saying, my love, you still got to move a little slowly. I know. You still got to move a little slowly. I know you're all confident. You're feeling yourself. Hey, but Saturn is there. Retrograde slowed down a bit. Now, if Mars is creating an opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, then that means that it's creating a square to Uranus and Taurus. Why? Because Uranus is squaring Saturn in Aquarius. So essentially, when Mars comes into the picture, it's creating a T-square between this energy. So this T-squares represent pressure. So Mars in Leo, I want to shine this way. Uranus in Taurus is saying, that's great, but you have to shine in a different way. The way that you have shined before, those same methods aren't going to work now. And Saturn in Aquarius is saying, all right, time to put in the work, time to figure out how you're going to shine, right? And I'm putting this in very simple terms because I'm hoping that you understand. But when I say shine, I mean whether this is a new career, whether this is a new professional endeavor for you, this is you finally getting out and dating, or you finally, I don't know, choosing to do that makeover that you've always wanting to do, choosing to embark on a new certification program or educational program, anything new that rings true to your heart, Leo, that makes you feel like you're going to shine and present yourself in a different way in the world. Why? Because Leo is ruled by the sun, and the sun is how we shine. So, at the beginning of this week, the week that we're currently on, there was that second square between Saturn and Uranus. By the time Mars and Leo gets to that T square, which is really July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we're going to feel this tension. We're going to feel this pressure like, holy crap. Okay, so this is what I want, and I got to step up. I got to be responsible in a different way. I got to toss out old belief systems. I got to toss out old mechanisms, and because that's the way I'm going to shine. Okay, so while Mars and Leo, I feel, is bringing clarity through confidence, interestingly enough, it's going to highlight and it's going to reactivate in some way that square between Saturn and Uranus, which the theme of that is the out with the old, in with the new. How I used to do my life, I can no longer do it in that way. And I think that, especially by July, will be made very, very clear, you know, because we'll be out of eclipse season. Now, this is beautiful. So on July 13th, Mars and Leo is going to come together with Venus and Leo. Guys, we have not had a conjunction like this in a long, long time. These are the two cosmic lovers in the sign of the heart, in the sign of love. Okay, if you want to go on a date on any time or on any day, this is such a freaking beautiful day. This is such a beautiful day to go on a date. If you're not going on a date, also a Tuesday, by the way, this is such a beautiful day to just harness all the things that have to do that bring you joy, that bring you a sense of love. Hang out with friends, join different groups, get a makeover of some sort. Nothing too drastic, unless you want to do drastic, because Leo can be kind of drastic. But this, it's just like fun, passionate, flirtatious, loving energy. I love this day. I love this day so much. It's really great collaborative energy. Why? Because we have both masculine and feminine energy in one sign, wanting to express creativity, wanting to express love. So it's really a great day to get with a team and, jump ideas off of one another. It's a really great day to expose any creative projects that you may have been working on. It's a really great day, again, like I said, for a makeover, but not just on yourself. If you have a website, if you have some kind of social media page, even your resume, something that has to do with making over, that expresses or that showcases who you are, how people see you, how people view you. Because remember, Leo is ruled by the sun. The sun is how we shine, how people view us, okay? I know that it can seem a little superficial, but look, every single sign of the zodiac has a purpose, and Leo lets us shine, even if it means we're a little vain. My moon in Leo loves it, okay? Now, on July 29th, by that time, Jupiter will be retrograde, and will have already gone back into Aquarius, which means that as Mars in Leo is on its way out of Leo. Jupiter is coming right back into Aquarius and they meet. It's like meeting in the hallway. It's like one of them is leaving work and the other one's coming into work and they just kind of cross paths on the hallway so that by the time that they come to each other, to the meeting point, they're like, oh, hey, what's up? How was your day? Oh, just going to start work. I'm just going to leave work. Okay, so what does this mean? The opposition of Jupiter in Aquarius, Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius and Mars in Leo is like our confidence boosted even more. Our confidence boosted even more. And here's why. The beginning of Mars's transit through Leo was met by, again, that first square between Saturn and Uranus. In the middle of Mars's transit through Leo, it creates that T-square, which reactivates that square between Saturn and Uranus. By the end of Mars's transit in Leo, coming to this opposition with Jupiter, Jupiter is the planet of expansion, but in Aquarius is calculated expansion. We went from Jupiter in Pisces being a water sign, a dreamy sign, a sign of the imagination, a sign of believing before seeing. Now, back in an air sign like Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius is telling Leo, okay, you can shine, you can expand, you can act from inspiration, you can act from your heart, but what are the steps that you're going to take to make this something sustainable over time? Because remember, Saturn is also in Aquarius. And this makes a lot of sense because Mars in Leo will oppose Jupiter in Aquarius on the 29th. But on that same day, later that day, Mars enters Virgo. So if Mars in Leo coming to an opposition to Jupiter in Aquarius means, what are the practical steps that you're going to take to shine? Once Mars leaves Leo and into Virgo, which is an earth sign, not a fire sign, which cares about the details, about the day-to-day work. Okay, in Mars and Leo, we know how we want to shine. We know how we want to express our creativity, express our love, express our personality, express our genuine self onto the world. Virgo is saying, okay, time to get to work. So I love how we get a break with Leo energy. It's going to be such a yummy energy. It's just, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's our summertime. We're going to have a lot of fun. Come Virgo energy, we're going to understand, we're going to have the clarity that we've been seeking for weeks now and say, okay, I'm still going to have fun, but it's time to start some work, start planting some seeds, really start taking things seriously. Okay. So write down those dates, keep them in your calendar, see what transpires for you. And I hope that this is helpful. Talk to you soon.